VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is looking for ways to get humanitarian assistance into Venezuela after troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro repelled aid trucks in clashes at the borders with Brazil and Colombia on Saturday. Mr. Pompeo, in an interview Sunday on CNN, did not suggest how the U.S. might carry out the aid mission in the face of armed opposition. He said, however, that the United States would consider imposing more sanctions against the Venezuelan government to increase pressure on Maduro to quit in favor of the country's interim president, Juan Guaido, the president of the National Assembly and the leader of the opposition. President Trump says he is optimistic about his summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un over U.S. efforts to end the threat of Pyongyang's nuclear weapons arsenal. In a Twitter message on Sunday, Mr. Trump wrote, "We both expect a continuation of the progress made at the first summit in Singapore. Denuclearization?" he asked. Trump said he is leaving for Hanoi early Monday. Kim has already headed to Vietnam in an armored train. Thousands of people gathered in central Moscow on Sunday to mark the fourth anniversary of opposition politician Boris Nemtsov's murder. Although the events were approved by officials in Moscow, police limited access to the northern edge of a bridge just outside the Kremlin, where for years a makeshift memorial composed of plaques, photos, flowers, and candles has marked the spot of the 55-year-old's assassination by gunshot. This is VOA News.